All right. Thank you, Laurel, for doing that for us. Maybe let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you made. And I thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed us in many ways. And I do thank you for our mums. Lord, they are a blessing to each one of us. I ask that you would just allow us to leave encouraged, built up, and challenged from your word today. Amen. So I was just going to share a little bit about mums. And I do want to have you turn to Proverbs 31, a very familiar passage. And I know I've heard from some people, they're like, man, that's overwhelming. I read it and I just feel defeated. That is not my goal. So I want us to read it from a different perspective, especially all the children we just learned about it, and the older kids, and the husbands. It says here in Proverbs 31, it gives us some instruction. I'm going to start in verse 28, and then you'll understand the instruction I'm going to give you as we go through it. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. So it's pretty clear that her children and her husband should praise her. And so we're going to go through the last portion of Proverbs 31, and I'd like you to be looking for things that you're like, you know what, actually I've seen my mom do that. And my question for you is, have you praised her? Have you given her thanks? We should be looking for things to give thanks to our mothers. So Laurel's encouraged that for the young kids, but it should actually be all of us. None of us can say we don't have our mother. Some of us, our mothers may have passed away, but I know I still have a mother. Am I praising her still? I should be. We have lots to owe gratitude to our mothers. And so let's look closely here. In verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. What does that mean? That her value is a great treasure. Have you found a virtuous wife? What does that mean? Someone who excels in many things. Some of your wives are different than my wife. They're going to excel in different things, and that's totally fine. But do we acknowledge those things? Let's do that today. It says, a virtuous wife is a great treasure. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. When you have a wife you can fully trust with everything, that's what it's talking about here. It's a trustworthy wife. Do you ever give her thanks and praise her? Say, I'm so thankful that you are just, I can trust you with anything, whether it be finances, whether it be the struggles you're going through, you can just be open and honest with her. You can entrust, obviously, your children with her during the day. Everything. Do you ever thank her and praise her for that? We should. I say this because, you know what, my wife in the last 2 weeks, I can remember two different things. She come outside and she says something about me. She's like, I appreciate this about you. And I probably don't actually say thank you. I probably just keep working and doing what I'm doing. But I remember. I remember when my wife values me. In the same way, are we valuing our wives? We should be. And so as you read this, is there something we haven't praised her for? Is there something we haven't given thanks? We're instructed to do so. It says, I like that verse 12. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's an amazing thing, to have a wife who's always wanting your good, who's always trying to do good. In behind the scenes, she's trying to make you look good. We need to praise her. Verse 13 says, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. What do I get out of that? I mean, how does that apply today? Wool and flax and all the rest, right? I just see it. She's hardworking. She's not lazy. I don't know about you, but sometimes my wife is exhausted at the end of the day. She doesn't check in on the time clock and check out. It never ends. Do we praise her? Do we come alongside and help her a little bit? I hope so, but it's always happening, right? Our moms are working hard. I think as children, we take it so for granted. Older children, you're without an excuse today. Today, your goal for the next 20 minutes, 10 minutes here, look for things you haven't thanked your mom for and thank her and praise her today. It says here, she's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. What does that mean to me? It's like she thinks ahead. She thinks ahead and she's thinking about her kids, her husband, and she's trying to make sure everything's in place. What does that look like? Everyone's different. Some might actually get up early. Some stay up late and they're still tidying and cleaning up from the day, or sometimes they're getting things ready for the next day, right? When Levi was getting up at 10 to 5 because he had to go to work early, sometimes Laurel's making his lunch so he can go to sleep, right? And where am I? Probably in bed, right? But she's up doing things, right? That's just one small example. Some of them are planning ahead. Oh, we have this busy week and there's so many things going on. But somehow the right ingredients and the food is in the house to make meals. How did that happen? Often there's some planning ahead. Or maybe there's a quick Instagram, I only got these things, what do I make? But that's okay. They're thinking ahead and they're planning it so we actually have food to eat and putting things together. What I'm saying is there's often a lot of thought in behind the scenes that I don't personally think about. Every home runs a little different. But I'm not even good at grocery shopping, nor am I making a list, right? How did that all happen? Somebody thinks ahead and plans. And so if you see that in your mom or your wife, praise them, thank them, right? It says here, she considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. New Living says she's hardworking. I guess I like this verse. You know what? Not all of our wives are actually bringing money into the household, but I like it for this reason. And even young women, you know what? It's not wrong. It's not wrong if a woman is able to manage her household and she actually does a little something on the side that helps the family out financially. That's not wrong. Some Christian circles, I think, almost look down on that. That's not wrong. It's right here. And so be aware of that. It's not wrong to be equipping yourself if you're not married with skills that one day might help your family if needed. That's okay. It's not wrong to do that. But what I do see is that sometimes some of our wives do this in an indirect way. Sometimes they thrift. Sometimes they find ways to make money go further. Does that make sense? That's a valuable skill. That is something that, as a young man, you're like, that's the kind of woman you want to marry. Believe me, times can get tough, and that's a very good skill. Right? Some of them look for coupons, and they know how to do things. I don't know. We kind of set the budget. I probably kind of set the budget more so. But Laurel somehow was like, how does she make it fit in the budget? That's incredible. It's easy to set the budget, but to actually stay in budget, that's a different story. And so I'm thankful for that. That's like making money. Didn't have to pay tax on it and actually just made it go further. Right? It says here, she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. Verse 19, she stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. Not all of us are doing those things these days. That's okay. She extends her hand to the poor, and she reaches out her hands to the needy. Those are valuable things, right? Do we consider those who are in need? I see many. I've experienced it. When my wife has gone through surgeries and different things, and all of a sudden these meals show up, that is a blessing. Considering the needy. So it can be that simple, right here in our own body, sometimes beyond. Some of you, I know your neighbors, you're impacting people around your houses, right? Different things. Maybe it's acquaintances, you're coming in contact and you're seeing a need. To me, those are valuable things. And that needs to be, when we see it, we should praise our wife, praise our mom. She's not afraid of snow for her household. For all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself, and her clothing is fine linen and purple. I just kind of see that as, in now this day and age, but She thinks ahead. She plans ahead. To me, those are valuable things. That takes effort and forethought. Praise her for those things. It says, her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes them linen garments and sells them. She supplies sashes for their merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. One of the kids said it. I have a feeling he stole it from many others. My mom is kind. How many of you have a mom who is kind? Praise her for that. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Sometimes I didn't always recognize it, but I'm recognizing it more often. We need to value and weight what our wives say. There's a wisdom there. They have a different perspective than we have. Verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. I love that. They're not just sitting there watching soap operas. They're busy, right? At the same time, I'm not saying it's wrong to take a break and just relax a little bit. If you actually get a small window to do that for 5 minutes or 20 minutes during the day, that is okay. But they're not idle. How does all this stuff get done? There's always more to do. And once they finish it, it has to get done again. I was like, man, the piles of laundry, they're huge. And then it's like they're gone. And then all of a sudden they're huge again. It's like just 2 days. And they do the same thing again. And somehow they do it again with a good attitude over and over. But if it didn't get done, our homes would be chaos. Do we praise them? Do we thank them? Do we come alongside our moms and offer to help? Some of those things we can easily help with. Right? It says here, her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. So my challenge is, children, are you going to bless your mom today? Husbands, are we going to praise her for the things that are rightfully due? That's what it says. It goes on there, right? Are we going to praise her for what she has done? And there's one last proverb I wanted to share in Proverbs 19, 14. This one this morning I was looking at, it says, houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers. So natural wealth, that can get passed down through inheritance. But a prudent wife is from the Lord. If you have a prudent wife, what does that mean, a prudent wife? Well, that word can be one who's wise or one who has understanding. Where do you get wisdom and understanding from? Fear of the Lord. If you have a wife who fears God, it's from the Lord. That's do you see the distinction? You can get some money passed down from a natural dad, but a woman or a wife who fears God, who's prudent, that's from God. That is such a blessing. Young men, look for a young lady one day, right, that is fearing God, should be wise and have understanding. That is from the Lord. Anyways, let's bless our mums this day. Let's praise her.